is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Thursday there would be a swift, severe response from the United States and its allies if Russia sends military forces into Ukraine. Blinken's comments in Berlin appeared to be another effort to clear up any confusion about the position of the U.S. and NATO after U.S. President Joe Biden was heavily criticized for saying a minor incursion by Russia would elicit a lesser response. Top U.S. and European diplomats are seeking to project a united front to Russia over concerns that it may be planning an invasion of Ukraine.
That unity gives us strength, a strength, I might add, that Russia does not and cannot match. It's why we build voluntary alliances and partnerships in the first place. It's also why Russia recklessly seeks to divide us.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday there could be no guarantees for the security of Europe as long as regions of his country remained under the control of Russia and pro-Moscow separatists. The administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development pledged continued U.S. support to Bosnia Thursday amid the fallout of Washington's move to sanction the Serbian member of the country's tripartite presidency. At the start of her three-day visit to the war-scarred Balkan country, Samantha Power said the message from U.S. President Joe Biden is that, quote, the United States stands with the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina, end quote. Earlier this month, the Biden administration announced sanctions against Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik, accusing him of, quote, corrupt activities, end quote, that threatened to destabilize the region and undermine a U.S.-brokered peace accord from more than 25 years ago. This is VOA News. China blocked a U.S. push Thursday to impose United Nations sanctions on five North Koreans in response to recent missiles launched by Pyongyang, diplomats told AFP. The 15-member Security Council had until 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time to decide on the U.S. request submitted last week. China's block came before a new closed-door council meeting on North Korea, also requested by Washington. Under current U.N. rules, the block period lasts for 6 months. After that time, another council member can extend the block for three more months and one day, before the proposal is permanently removed from the negotiating table. A long-awaited report on sexual abuse in Germany's Munich diocese Thursday accused retired Pope Benedict XVI of misconduct in four sexual abuse cases during his time as archbishop in the 1970s and 1980s. The ex-pontiff was the Archbishop of Munich and Freising from 1977 to 1982. He has strictly denied any responsibility, the church's lawyer said. Thursday, his spokesperson relayed the former pope is shocked by the issues, but must examine the text. Two of the cases involved clergymen who had committed several proven acts of abuse, but were allowed to continue with pastoral duties, the lawyer said. The ex-pope has denied knowing about the priest's history, but the lawyers said they were now convinced this was not the case. A car bomb detonated in Colombia overnight outside government offices and the seat of a human rights body, killing one person and wounding four. This according to authorities Thursday, who said it happened near the Venezuelan border. The army, in a statement, blamed the late-night attack in Saravena, an area with a strong military presence, on dissidents of the FARC guerrilla group, which rejected a 2016 peace deal. The European Commission will propose a draft legislation for the regulation of microchips in early February. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday, as the EU's need for chips is set to double in the next decade. Von der Leyen said, quote, most of supplies come from a handful of producers outside Europe. This is a dependency and uncertainty we simply cannot afford, end quote. Her comments came during the opening of the World Economic Forum. She said 20% of the world's microchips production should be in Europe by 2030. The proposal, known as the European Chips Act, will aim to adapt state aid rules, improve tools to anticipate shortages and crises, and strengthen research capacity in the bloc. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.